This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Finding Edwards driving.
Oh, get out the way!
That is nasty.
And Edwards! The explosion to the rim! Moves it Oz.
Fun game here in the Twin Cities. Look at the moves by Edwards.
Swashbuckling!
Oh,
up ahead, Neesmith. Blocked! Edwards getting up! And good night! Edwards gets it back!
Nobody panics when things go according to plan, even if the plan is horrifying.
Introduce a little
anarchy.
Upset the established order. Everything becomes chaos. Let's put a smile on that face.
Murray gets it over to Gordon. Jokic rumbles to the rim. Jokic's got to pull one up here, and he does! Off the glass! Clock ticks, got to put one up. Jokic for the win! Oh, it's good!
Why so serious?
See, madness, as you know, is like gravity. All it takes is a little push.
We don't quit. That's something that we, since I came here, that's a kind of tradition. We don't quit. We were down in basically in every game, and we won the series. So we are tough, and we know what our goal it is.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah. Your D-Generation X, Anthony Edwards. But we got the Joker. The Joker. The lights go out. I know the Joker wasn't in the WWE, but he might as well have been. The lights go out. Anthony Edwards is up there doing his suck it thing, and he's got Carl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert behind him, got their arms crossed, they're ready to fight. And then the lights go out. And they pop back on, and there he is. There's Nikola Jokic, ready to end all that is this Minnesota Timberwolves rise. No D-Generation X revival here. The Joker, the man who just bothered Batman for so many years, is going to absolutely show up in this series. What do you think, man? Joker going to be the takeover guy here? There's a lot about Aaron Gordon. Well, duh, that was that. You passed the test again, Angel, undefeated on this. Susan and Cheryl love when we can mix the things that we like outside of sports together. And, oh, that was great. That was great. I do think it's going to be a Joker kind of series. A lot of talk about Aaron Gordon being the guy that's got to really run the boards, all that. Can Jamal Murray, how's Murray feeling? KCP, how are they feeling? Does the bench show up? I just think that at the end of the day, this is personal somewhat to Joker. I don't know if he has the ability to take things personally, but Tim Connelly built this team up to beat him. And I think he's looking at that like, oh, you think, you know, that's that. I'm going to assess the situation. You know, the film study has been there. I don't think it's going to take long for Joker to really establish himself in this series.
No, and obviously he had the big matchup with Anthony Davis and Rui Hachimura in the first round, and he handled it pretty well for the most part. It didn't feel like we ever saw, you know, playoff Jokic is not a thing. The commercial will tell you otherwise, but he hasn't turned it on just yet. He's playing great basketball. He's doing his thing outside of the turnovers in Game 5, but we haven't seen him just get aggressive in the paint, doing all the different moves. I keep mentioning it. When you watch the playoff highlights from last year, Jokic was a madman in the paint. He was doing all kinds of stuff, getting crazy shots up. I think you're going to see more of that. I think Karl-Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert are two guys that you can get into foul trouble early if Jokic wants to be aggressive like that. And obviously the rest of the team has to show up. And I think if you can handle this Minnesota offense, you know, defense is the big thing for Malone. I think if you can handle that, these guys can get shooting. Murray's going to get into that mode again. I think him and Edwards are going to be talking back and forth the entire series, and that's going to motivate Jamal. MPJ, he's got even more stuff to worry about, but he carries it like a champ. I expect him to have another good series.
With Karl-Anthony Towns, he is known, you know, to get into foul trouble. And that frustrates Timberwolves fans like you wouldn't believe. That guy is really good when he's on the floor, but he does have a tendency to get in foul trouble. So if Karl-Anthony Towns is going one-on-one with Joker, which is what we believe, that will be the matchup. Rudy Gobert will be technically on Aaron Gordon, but he will be tasked with floating around down there and trying to just be a brick wall and block shots. But if Joker can go at Towns hard in that first period, man, that could change the landscape of this game. I mean, even Anthony Edwards said the other day, if you can just stay healthy, or not healthy, excuse me, if you can just keep your foul line healthy, then you're unstoppable. And I don't know if Cat is unstoppable, but he's a ridiculously good player when he's not in foul trouble, because he plays in such a different way. If he gets two fouls in the first, he's probably getting pulled, but if he doesn't, he's playing so much differently in that first half, and that could really change things. So I look for the Joker to set the tone early in this matchup. I don't think Cat is the same guy as Anthony Davis. I think Davis is a much better defensive player than Rudy's going to be up there too. I mean, he's the defensive player of the year, but I still think one on one guarding a guy one on one, that's Anthony Davis. So you downgraded a little bit in this series.
Yeah, and you mentioned Rudy Gobert and comparing him. I think Jokic could break the will of those guys easier than he did with Anthony Davis, because Anthony Davis could, you know, get posted up and get a move on him and give up a basket, but he's going to go down and do the exact same thing. I don't know if Gobert and Cat can do the same thing on the offensive side that Jokic is going
to
do to them.
No, and Gobert is the, you know, get him really close to the rim, and it's going to be little drops, little teardrops in there, off the glass, dunks, that kind of thing. Cat can shoot. You know, he's not the greatest, but he can shoot. He's an outside shooter, or he can be. But Gobert's not going to give you any of that. And this is, again, why I'm saying, yeah, it's going to be Gordon primarily on Gobert, switching certainly on Anthony Edwards. But I think it's going to be a front court kind of game or series for this Nuggets team, and that means Joker and Aaron Gordon.
I got that.
We were talking about it earlier because Angel and I, you mix the two up, which I always do. I always just think of the front court seems like it should be the guards and the back court seems like it should be the big men, but they're viewing it from
the baseline,
you know? So that's how they're viewing it. I always view it from, you know, you're looking at them behind the half court. You're sitting on the half court line looking ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been watching basketball for like 12, 13 years, so I don't really... It took me a while to figure everything
out.
Yeah,
I get why you go there.
But then I'm like, backcourt, like, it just sounds like the front court should be the front guys, your guards,
yeah,
and one of your forwards, and then...
They're your first line of defense, too, is your front guard, right?
Right.
Or it should be, but yeah, no, I get why that's confusing. It is weird. But I do think it's going to be a front court kind of series for Nikola Jokic and Aaron Gordon. I think those guys will... I think they might be the little two-man combo, whether it's offensively or just flat-out defensively and getting boards.
Did see an update on some injuries. The Nuggets did have practice today. Jamal Murray has been in and out of practices this week. Michael Malone says they're being cautious. The sense around the team is that Murray's calf is feeling a lot better, and KCP has been a full participant.
That means everything's going to be a go.
Yes.
Everything will be a go tomorrow. And Reggie Jackson, too? He was a go.
He was available in Game 5 against the Lakers. I'd expect him, with even a couple more days of rest, that he should be ready to go or at least be available. But interesting to see, will we see the bench team get cut down a little bit? As we saw in the playoffs, as you continue to go on, your bench gets shorter and shorter.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Angel, Joker's numbers Have you taken a look at his numbers in the postseason, in the first round, compared to everybody else? He is averaging 16.2 rebounds per game.
Wow.
That's through five games. He's averaging 28 points per game, which isn't, you know, I think he's like, he's seventh down the line. Jalen Brunson's averaging 35. Embiid averaged 33. Lillard, 31. Anthony Edwards is at 31. Luka's at 30. Tyrese Maxey is sitting at almost 30. And then Joker's at 28.2. But then you pair that, he has the best average in rebounds. Anthony Davis was second on that list, and he won't be improving upon that average anytime soon. Joker was is averaging 9.8 assists per game. That is better than anybody else. So he is leading in rebounds, he is leading in assists, and he is seventh in points. That is the MVP freaking P. I mean, it's zero doubt. I know it's a regular season award, but there used to be a knock on him when he won his second one. Was like, well, he's not going deep in the playoffs. And then he, last year, of course, we know how far he went. This guy, he's quiet, too. Doesn't seem like he's averaging 28, 16, and 10, basically. 28, 16, and 10.
Oh, he had, like, what, 20 rebounds in one of the, in game four or five against the Lakers? He's going to get his boards, and I think he'll continue to get those against the Timberwolves. I'm curious to see where that, if that offensive production starts to go up to another level.
Shannon Sharp, of course, former Bronco legend, or just Bronco legend, he thinks, and I don't know how, if this is just ESPN, or is he on ESPN? What is he on?
He's on Fox.
I don't know anymore. They're all yelling at each other. Shannon Sharp said this, Angel, do you believe this? That we could, this could be the, he could be the first guy to go get a 30-30 triple-double. So 30 points, 30 rebounds, and then 10 assists. 10-plus assists.
Oh, okay.
So 30 assists. Not 30-30-30, just a 30-30 triple-double.
That would be incredibly impressive.
I mean, he did do, apparently he had 40 and he had 27 at one point in the regular season. And I think it was like nine assists or something, but he was, it was close. It's not out of the realm of possibility. I think Joker's going to put up some big numbers. It's crazy to think that because you go, well, there's two guys focusing on Joker in this series as opposed to what was going on in the Lakers. They are going to double him a lot. But that's going to open up a lot of assist opportunities, which means Denver has to shoot the damn three much better, aside from MPJ, than they did in that first round.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I think you'll expect that playoff Jamal to really start to show up. And he did show up in part in flurries in the first round, but I think you're going to see that on a more consistent basis. Would love to see KCP start hitting some of those clutch threes that he hit in the playoffs last year. Hopefully MPJ can put the family stuff aside and just keep focusing on what he's doing because he's improved his game a lot in the last 4 or 5 months of playing. Aaron Gordon's going to be the physical monster, and then hopefully this bench unit can grow up a little bit. It's time for CB and Peyton Watson to start to grow up a little bit. You're in the second round. It's going to get tougher, and Christian knows it. Peyton doesn't know it as much. How are those guys going to gel in with this offense?
Yeah, no, I think you're right on. I mean, this bench continues to be an issue, and they have not done anything to make us feel any better about their situation right
they're
now.
They're not losing us games, no. And they're not winning us games.
No, they're not. You're absolutely. They are a part of the blame when you talk about the reason for having to come back by so much, but they're certainly not. The starting five is not innocent in that either. That was a collaborative effort between them. It was just the starting five made their comebacks in the third, and then by the time they make their comeback and reestablish a lead, the bench did not lose it. So I guess that's something. That's a positive.
Yeah, and we talked about it all with the Lakers series about the slow starts leading to the deficits you had to overcome. And I think this team understands they can't get themselves in that situation. And I kind of liked what I saw from game five, quarter one, where they had the lead. You know, it was a three-point lead at the end of the first, but they ended it on like a 10-0 run. And I think we need to see that kind of fast start. You're at home, playing that altitude, and get off to a good start where you don't have to play from behind. You want this to be a jab-for-jab type of fight, not a, okay, he's going to get a few licks for these rounds, and then I got to answer back.
Yeah, that's, you don't want to get caught in that, especially at home, because then the doubt seeps in. If you start losing in the first and it feels a lot like the Lakers series, then I think that doubt really will seep in there, and fans will feel it too, going, okay, guys, are we doing this? Every time now, are we going to do this against Minnesota? Minnesota's better than LA. Like, who's winning a series between Minnesota and L.A.?
I'd say Minnesota in like six.
Yeah,
I think the Lakers could get two out of
it. I think they could get two, yeah. But still, Minnesota's better. 49 after the hour. What did we learn this week? Not today, but this week, coming up next.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.